So this is a hard thing for me to talk about. I'm just reflecting on my belief in the scientific research process and the scientific review process. I actually have very little faith in the scientific review process as it stands today. And there's a number of different problems with it, at least within the sort of paradigm that I'm in, the scientific paradigm that I'm in. And I think it has to honestly do with the review process. So there's this idea that we're supposed to do hypothesis testing. And this is a state of the art, right? Where we have a hypothesis and we test this hypothesis. And then we present these results, and some people sort of ask for clarifications on these hypotheses. But that doesn't actually work that way in the scientific review process. In fact, what happens almost always is that you have a set of hypotheses and a set of results or set of hypothesis, and you send that in with some results. And inevitably, the reviewers will reject all of those hypotheses and sort of suggest their own hypothesis and say, do this instead. They will say, this is what I think should happen in the research paper, and you should do this. And it's very little to do with an actual hypothesis. But it's more about shaping a story and coming up with a narrative behind something that seems interesting more than actually developing hypothesis. So I think this whole notion of hypothesis testing is just frankly wrong, in terms of how science is actually done. If you sort of describe science and what it looks like, it's not what happens. If it was that way, this is how we should actually do it. We should, come up with hypothesis and test those hypotheses and send it in. And if there's clarifications, then that is fine. That should be sort of published, regardless of whether you actually find what are called significant results or not. And you should sort of stand by those results, and that's exactly what should happen. There should be very little clarification, and you're just presenting. The only clarification is like, what did you do here? What happened here? And instead, the whole thing is actually driven primarily by the reviewers, and for the most part, in my experience, it's often the case that reviewers are pretty naive about the context about what you're actually studying and what you're looking at. And you have to walk reviewers through the sort of process and what you do. But also, it's more of a dance where you are actually negotiating with the reviewers on the other side. It's very little to do with hypothesis testing, and it's very little to do with the single scientific person or researcher, and it has to do with more the sort of collaborative dance that happens. And the collaborative dance, often, in my view, we don't talk about that. In a very direct sense, right? And we sort of blame the scientific researcher for everything that goes wrong. But in fact, it's actually this collaborative process that drives what is going on. And so you are doing more of a game theoretic view of science, where you're trying to anticipate how other people are going to feel. They're sort of thinking about, what you are going to do, and it's very much this game theoretic perspective, rather than an idea that you are coming up and testing that particular idea, which is more along the lines of conventional, the way that we think about conventional science. So, what can we do to correct this? I think we just need to be more honest. I think we need to be more open, and what actually is happening. And I honestly think we should just be presenting data. In my view, I actually like the former, where you just present things and then you just let it stick. I think getting rid of the scientific review process, other than just for clarifications, would greatly benefit the scientific process. But at the same time, really think about the role of what we do as reviewers and how we handle it. So I think that's an important thing to take away. If you are a scientific reviewer, think about your role. Think about how you can benefit the system rather than think about ways that you can get people to sort of sort of think about how you can benefit the collective in terms of getting ideas out and getting insights or just data out, or getting people to think about things a little bit more deeply rather than thinking about the sort of standard game theoretic perspective. All right, take care and have a wonderful day.